The fourth thing that may come out in the scripture, which is Matthew 19:6, is what does it mean when God joins a couple together, one cannot separate? Now, I know that this is going to be hard to see, but it means that we must accept what God ordained and destined for our lives. Yes, what God puts together. Now, we're quick to say, God, I want the woman that you have for me. God, I want the man and only the man that you have for me. If it's not him, Lord, remove him from my thoughts, remove him from my mind. We're quick to say that, but do we really want what God ordained and destined for our lives? You see, God himself united the man and the woman in this marriage. How do I know that? We're going to read the scripture again, just a part of it. So why should we get married? Because God himself united the man and the woman in marriage. And it can be proven in Genesis 2:21-22. Let's look at it. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And while he slept, God took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, he, God, our Father, made and fashioned and formed it into a woman. He took part of this man and made a woman. And then the Lord God brought her, brought this woman, and presented her to the man. Now, you can't say God doesn't make marriages. You can't say that. Because it's obvious right here that Lord God had made, united this man and this woman together. And then he brought his daughter to the man. He brought his daughter to his son. What does that mean? That means that God gave that man time to observe that woman.